What's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Abundance Podcast. And tonight, it's just me. It's just me tonight. Shout out to Deuce. Thank you for stopping in and talking with us on our last episode. I do want to get Deuce and Spade Life all together. And I would like to do a podcast with them. I think that would be a lot of fun and very interesting. But tonight, I want to talk about... lately I've been just kind of been in my head dealing with a lot of different things. You know what I mean? It might seem like, man, he always dealing with something. No. You know what it is? It's like I'm a deep thinker. You know what I mean? So it's not that I'm always dealing with something. It's just I'm always thinking. I'm always just thinking. Sometimes I can be, you know, overthinking and creating, you know, my own anxiety. But anyway, so I've been dealing with a lot, kind of like questioning, you know, like things in my life, people in my life, and like, you know what I mean? And I was looking for some type of guidance, you know, like a way of weeding people out to where I'm not, like I'm making the right decision, you know, because, you know, whatever religion, you know, you believe in, I'll just kind of like say, you know, Satan, he doesn't come in what you don't like. You know what I mean? He knows what you like. So I say that to say, like, your closest friend or the one that you don't think is like that could possibly be like that, you know? So kind of been going through that, questioning that, you know what I mean? And look, kind of some other things. I'll touch on that later. But right now, I just want to kind of touch on this topic. So like I said, back and forth thinking, just like, damn, how can I do this? You know, like, how am I going to go about this right way? So, of course, I meditate. And now, I'm not... but you know what? I don't care. This is my podcast. I can say what I want to say. So, but I say this to say, like, when I say things, this is what I do. You know what I mean? Like, so if I'm like, I meditate, that's what I do. You know what I mean? If I'm telling you, like, yo, I sit on my patio and I talk to the moon, that's what I do. Like, there's no faking in my game. Like, I ain't out here trying to fake for nobody. That's what it is, you know? That's what I do. So anyway, so one night, sitting in the back patio, looking up, talking to the moon, just kind of like, damn, like, I need to know. How can I do this? So this morning, I usually, lately, I used to do it a lot, actually, but I've been doing it again a lot lately. I put on, like, affirmations when I sleep, you know, just positive affirmations, you know, health, wealth, abundance. And I was listening to Bob Proctor. And if anybody who doesn't know who Bob Proctor is, he's a world-renowned, like, author, motivational speaker. He wrote a book called We Are Born Rich. And that book, like, changed my life. Not even gonna lie, that was, like, the first book I ever really read, you know, that really had, like, a life-turning experience, or, like, a life-turning effect on me. That Bob Proctor, and sadly he just passed away February 3rd. And even though I never met him personally, like, it made me feel a way. Like, I was a little upset, I'm not even gonna lie. I was just like, damn, he passed away. But anyway, so this morning I got the affirmations playing, but for whatever it is, YouTube cycle some video and it's Bob Proctor, and he's sitting in the chair, and he's talking about, your friends, and he's like, you know, those guys that you're hanging around with, you know, they're not your friends. They're not who you need to be hanging around with. And then I felt like he asked me this, because he asked as if he was just asking whoever's watching the video. But it's just like, at this moment, it just really, really had my attention. He said, would you want your son to grow up and be like your friends or your friend, that guy? And I really sat there and I thought, I was like, damn, wait a minute, hold on. And I'm thinking about my friends. No disrespect to none of my friends. Like, I love them all. And I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, yeah, nah. But, like, it really, really made me think. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Because he said, if you wouldn't want your children to grow up and be like your friends, then you shouldn't be around them. And what it's worth, you know what I mean? My take on it, it was very powerful. Like, I in a sense, agree, you know. If anybody hears that, I don't mean when you see me be like, oh, so what you want your kid to be like? No, y'all don't do that. But it really, really had me like all day. Like I was really just thinking about that. And then I even turned it on myself. I'm like, damn, dude, or would I want my son to even be like me? Because I always tell myself, be better than me. Be better than me. Do better than me. You know what I mean? Be a better person than me. You know, don't make the same mistakes that your dad did. And I'm going to be here to guide him and help him, you know. But his journey is his journey. And I understand that, you know. All I ever asked, you know, in life, like when it came to my son, is like anything that was ever going to happen to him, I wanted it to happen to me first. And when he was born, I prayed for that. So maybe a lot of things I be going through is because I just asked for it. That just is what it is. Like I'm sacrificing myself for my son. I'm with that. I can do that. I can deal with that. But anyway, so back to the whole question. So it's like, ask yourself, if it's a thing to you, like if you believe in that, like if that's, like to me, hearing that, it just made so much sense. Like to me, it did. Because I'm like, damn, like if I wouldn't want my kid to be like you, why am I around you? Like, what type of person are you that I wouldn't want my kid to be like you? You know, and I'm not saying, like, I want my kid to act like you, just like you. I mean, and I noticed what Bob Proctor meant. He meant, like, your characteristics, like, not how you dress, but who you are, your principles, you know, your manners, you know, how you treat people, how you treat your family, like, how you treat your spouse, how you treat your kids. So it's like, when I sat back and I really thought about that, you know, I was like, damn, that's crazy. You know, and it's crazy. And I was like, I got people that I'm like, hell no. Like, I wouldn't want my son to be like that, hell to the dog. Like, what the fuck? Excuse me. That shit caught, like, I even got kind of hype on myself. Hold on, chill out, D. But then I got friends where I'm like, damn, I would love my son to be like that. But at the same time, I would love for my son just to be who he's gonna be, you know, and be proud of who he's gonna be, you know, who is just along the journey as he gets older, you know. Cause one thing I can say about my son, I'm not saying it's just because it's my son, but my son is he has a lot of sense, like just common sense, you know what I mean? And even his teacher said it, like, you know, he may not be the best reader, but he has a lot of, like, just street sense, you know? And I don't mean that, Mr. Diaz. I don't mean that anyway, you know? I don't want you to take that like I'm trying to be, you know, whatever it's like. You know, I'm going to say it, but I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I'm just going to say it because I got to say it in a sentence. You know, he caught on this bullshit. But I got so off topic, my fault. But, yeah, so it's like, damn. Really ask yourself the people that you're hanging around, would you want your children to be like them? Like, are those the type of people that you would want your children to be like? I'm telling you, that shit blew my mind this morning. I was like, damn. And that's just my take on things, you know, like, I feel like I've gotten so far away from, like, my spiritual side, you know, like, just being more in tune with myself, writing in my journal a lot more, reading more. I still exercise as much as I can, and just being patient with myself. I feel like, for the most part, these last few months, I've been so frustrated. And, you know, like, I had set a big goal for myself. Because if anybody who doesn't know, hasn't really been listening, I don't know if I've spoken on it before. But I got in trouble, you know what I mean, when I was a little younger, whatever. So I spoke on this before. But anyway, I'm a convicted felon. Like, I have 2 felonies, you know what I mean? And, so things for me, and I don't blame that on nobody, and I'm not looking for pity when I say this, but when I say what I'm about to say, that's why I said that. But things have always been just a little bit harder for me. You know, I made a mistake. I was young. I didn't know, like, I was being a follower. You know what I mean? I don't blame nobody for my own mistakes, you know? Like, that's just that. And at times it's crazy because I was just talking to a friend today, and I was like, yo, bro, I don't even think about it. Like, I don't think about it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind talking about it. Somebody need to hear about it. But it's like, I don't glorify being locked up or going to prison. Like, I don't glorify that. Like, I'm not like, yo, that's a cool thing. You know what I mean? Oh, look, my stripes on my jacket. Like, nah. I was, like, I'm 18 years old. You know what I mean? You away from your family. And it's sad because, like, when I look back on it, and I know I said way into something else, but anyways, this is what I do. This is what I'm here for. It's a podcast. But it's sad because, like, when I really, like, I sit here, you know, as a 32-year-old man with my own son, and I really think back on those times, like, when I'm locked in this prison. I'm barely 18. Like, I'm barely 18, 19. Like, I'm there from the time I was 18 to 20. And it's like, I sit here and I think back and I'm like, damn, at that age, you don't know shit. Like, you don't know. You think you know everything. You barely out of high school. Like, you don't know. And it's like, you make these dumbass decisions, you know what I mean? Trying to prove yourself or fit in or act like, you know, you cool, you down, you gotta do, and it's like, that's not cool, man. Like, that's not cool. Cool is going to school, you know what I'm saying? Making something of yourself, creating something, you know what I mean? Being the best version of you. And I'm gonna say like this too, I don't knock nobody's hustle. You gotta get it how you gotta get it, you know what I mean? And not everything is for everybody. You know, you might be the best drug dealer in the world. Hey, to each their own. I'm not a hater. Some people might not agree with that, but I'm not. Hey, I'm not disagreeing with how someone feels like they got to feed themselves, but I do feel that not everything is for everyone. Just because someone's, you know, just because someone's really, really good at this doesn't mean you're going to be really, really good at that. So, but it's just, it's crazy, man. It's sad. It's sad because, like, even a lot of those people that I came across, it's like when I say I came across like the dudes, like the guys that I met and then I got cool with, and it's like you hear where they come from, and you and some of them are so talented at such a young age, like the songs they would create off just out of nowhere, you know, and it's just a sad thing, you know, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I'm sorry. Sometimes I go to talk and I drift so far off sometimes. But, yeah, these last few months been a bit frustrating for me. You know, I've just been dealing with different things. I feel like just different areas. And I never really let it get to me too much because I feel like I've been through worse. You know, I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not always talking about it, but I did learn from that experience. You know, I did learn how to deal with certain things. I did learn how to avoid certain situations, you know what I mean? So basically what I'm saying, because I keep getting away from the point or what point I'm trying to make as far as like me and being frustrated and why I've been so frustrated. Like, everything's been a little harder for me, like I was saying. So when it comes to like getting jobs or just small little things, like I can't legally own a gun, you know, being a felon, it's whatever. Anyway, it doesn't define me, it just is what it is. But one of the biggest things I wanted for myself is like I want to buy a house. So I saved up money. I got 800 credit score. I got A1 credit. No, and I go in there, and mind you, I bust my ass. Like, I've tried to just do everything I need to do to put myself in a position to just be able to do this. And I'm thankful that it all has come to me. Like, it all has, my dream has now become, or not a dream, but, you know, my goal has now become a reality. Like, I'm there, you know, I'm in this whole process. But when you realize sometimes, like, like you bust your ass, like you did, like so much, like you gave it so much, you did so much, you know what I mean? You dealt with so much, you know what I mean? Just to realize like it's not what you think it's gonna be, or it's not gonna be what you wanted it to be, and it's like, damn. You know, like that hurt me. Like I'm like that'd be so real. Like it hurt to reach a goal to only realize it wasn't what it was for me, you know. And this is the second time that I've experienced this. The first time was like I when I say this, like I still got my Hollywood dreams. You know, shout out TK. Still got my Hollywood dreams. Like I still want to be an actor. Like I haven't made skits in a long time. I used to make skits back in the day. Garrett sent me one today. I didn't even look at it. I'm sorry, Garrett. Shout out to you, though, my little cousin. But I remember, like, chasing this dream, and really learning about, like, Hollywood and things that go on and the artists and, like, even that side of, like, entertainment and going out to California and just, you know, like I said, doing my own digging and snooping and asking and just trying to learn the ins and outs of what it, you know, what it is, to only realize that a lot of it's not what you think it is. And that bummed me out, you know. Like that was the first time I was like, damn, man, this is what it is. It's exciting, but it's not what I thought it was gonna be, you know. And but I feel like that was for a whole other side of things. Like that was just like a dream, like But when it came to like a big goal as far as like getting my home, you know, and going through that whole process, only to realize like, damn, like this, like I don't know, you know. And I'm saying all this because I'm gonna segue into something, like, and when I said I was gonna touch on everything later, that's gonna help. It's like I really sat there and I'm like, damn. Like, why am I not happy? Like, why am I not, like, I'm proud of myself, but why am I not happy? You know, even like with my job, a lot of guys, if they had my background, they would have got my job and they would be so committed to being there for the rest of their life. And don't get me wrong, I have a great job. I have a good job, you know. But I just haven't made that commitment in my mind yet, because I just still feel like I have so much I can do. I just feel like I'm still young, and you know. But for the time being, while I have that job, I'm gonna be at that job. I'm gonna do what I need to do at that job. But yeah, like it was like realizing, like, damn, like I'm not. Am I happy? Like, am I a happy person? Like, what? Like, what is happiness? Is happiness just a temporary feeling? Like, what is this? Because I'm trying to find the words. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to sound like depressed. You know what I mean when I say this? Because I am sad. You know, I'm sad for different reasons. Like in my life, you know what I mean? But I'm not sad to the point where it's like I'm dragging myself around all day. You know, like I've learned to mask that. But like I'm sad because like it just gets deep when it's like that. You know, it's like, damn, I'm sad for a lot of different reasons, you know. Like I'm sad I want to be like this person that I envision myself being, and it's hard. You know what I mean? It's hard making the transitions that I've been making lately and trying to like really, really just be this person, you know, because I know who I used to be and I know who I need to be in order to become who I want to be. And it's a lot. It's tough. It's hard. And on top of that, like I get in these moods where it's like I really don't want to be bothered with anyone. Like I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to be by myself. And that's bad too, because I ain't no pushing people away. Like, I push people away. I push a lot of people, good people away, just based off of my own insecurities. And I feel like that's something I also need to work on. And I appreciate everyone who sticks around with me. I swear I do. You know, because I know I could be tiresome. I can wear you out. But yeah, so like the frustration led, reaching the goal and realizing it wasn't happening, just being frustrated with that whole process of knowing, like, you know, because my, like, okay, so I say like a lot too. So I'm going to say this before I would say what I was going to say, because I always say, whether you drown in 5 feet of water or I drown in 10 feet, we both drown. You know what I mean? So, like, when I say my life ain't always been easy, but I ain't also going to say like it's always been hard, you know? But it's definitely been a challenge for me, you know? Definitely been a challenge, you know? So, like I said, like, realizing, like, that I had to bust my ass, work hard, get to this to reach a mark or a goal that I set, to only realize, like, yo, I'm not, what's wrong with me, you know? Like, what's going on? And like I said, I'm a thinker. So I'm going to start really thinking and asking myself, like, what's really going on? Like, what's wrong? Why are you not happy? And it's like, yo, I get so frustrated with where I am in life. And I feel like I'm always basing it off of where I was in life, because I feel like I 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, I was living a completely different life. And I spoke on this before, but it was just like, I loved it, you know? But I know it's not a forever thing. That's why I knew I had to transition. I knew I had to change. And so this transition is just, it's been hard, you know? So I beat myself up a lot. Like I feel lame sometimes. Like, I legit will call my cousin, like, bro, I feel lame, dog. I feel like I'm lame, man. And this is me for me. And anybody who knows me, any one of my friends, family, I've never been against anyone getting a job, ever. Do what you feel like you need to do. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you got to work at McDonald's, do what you got to do. I was just talking to Jamal about that, aka Willie Fleece. Shout out to him. We were having that conversation today. I was like, we live in a world where we downplay, like, people's jobs because of what it is, you know? Like, you need people in McDonald's just like you need people, you know, on the buses. We need doctors, we need nurses, you know? And I don't say that to say, and as a person, everyone is important. I don't want nobody to be like, oh, so you feel like a nurse should make the same as someone who works at McDonald's? That's not, I don't make the laws, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we comparing, you know, stuff like that, we need to really be talking about how these athletes getting all this money and the doctors and nurses aren't getting money like that. You know what I mean? But that's for a whole nother topic. I need to have someone on here for that. But back to what I was saying, it's like I realized, like, damn, why am I not happy? Like, why? What's wrong with me? You know, like, I said, I'm downplaying everything. Like, I'm lame. I'm like, damn, dog, I'm lame now, bro. Like, I gotta do this now. I don't have time for this. And it's like, I'm not used to that. You know, it's the right thing to do, though. It's what I understand. You know, but it's just, you know, when they say you certain things you just have to go through. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to rush the process, because I need to learn whatever it is I need to learn while I'm going through this experience. But just for like my mental state, I just want it to be over. Cause it sucks, man. It sucks when you can't. It sucks when you can't put yourself in a present place. You know, like when you really trying to just be present and be happy. Like, I'm very thankful for everything I have, cause shit, I got I've got more than I thought I'd ever have, and that's me being honest. And with that, I feel like I don't have enough, because even now when you have it, I'm thinking about how I need to have more. I want more. I want the nice car. I want the bigger house. I want this. Like, I want more, you know. But that's what I mean. It sucks when you can't be present. Like, you can't be here right now and thankful for everything you have. It sucks when you just constantly looking back, comparing that. Well, I ain't walking around with $2,000 in my pocket no more. So I'm not, this guy's not that guy. Like, and I'm very in my head about things, and I'm not ashamed to say, like, I've even in my head, I see certain girls, I'm like, oh, she would never mess with me, she would never like me, you know. I'm not that dude no more. So she's not gonna be rocking with me, you know. But and like again, this is no disrespect. My father has worked for the post office for damn near 30 years. I watched my dad get up and go to work every day whenever I was over there. But my dad used to get up and go to work, you know. So I've never been against somebody going to work and doing what they need to do. But for me, I just never felt like that was going to be my life. I never, and I still don't, you know. But for what it is, you know, right now, I am where I am, you know. And when I say that I am where I am, I mean as far as my job. Like I said, I got a good job. I work for the county. I'm there. So I'm a, like, while I'm there, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do what I need to do. And that's that, you know, until, you know, whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens is meant to happen. But I'm thankful for that job, and I appreciate that job. But like I said, I'm just very frustrated in my own ways, because I want to do better. Like, I want to have better. I want to do better. But it's like, how? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. You know, I have conversations with my friends, my cousins, and I've even told them before. I said, you know what sucks, man? It's like, what sucks is that I legit have to figure out shit on my own. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that no disrespect to nobody in my family, but some families, like, you got kids who get $200 for their birthday or whatever. It's like, they're not trying to run to Toys R Us, or they weren't trying to run to Walmart. I said Toys R Us because that's my time. Toys R Us, they let y'all know my age a little bit. But anyway, they're not running to Toys R Us, or they're not trying to run to Walmart. They're taking that $200, they're investing into something. They're doing something that's going to build them more money. And even as stern as I said that, it's like, there's so much to that I don't know. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy. And it's, that's what I'm saying. And all that is just frustrating to me. You know what I mean? And like I said, I get real hard on myself about a lot of different things. And a lot of that plays into, like, how I think of myself. You know, I don't think I'm a bad looking guy, but I don't think I'm like the best looking guy. You know, I feel like, hey, I got a great, I feel like my personality sells it though. You know, I think I have a great personality. I would say that I'm funny. Come on, man. I can be funny. You might not be able to tell on this podcast, man. You sound like you might be lame. I ain't lame. Trust me. But anyway, but like, yeah, I got a great personality, you know? But I see certain women and I'm just like, she's out of my league. And it's like, why I do that? I don't know. I have no idea. But I want to stop doing that. But I just feel like it comes from just, I downplay everything in my life. Like, I do. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm just so focused on wanting to have more, have bigger, have you know, have more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know why I downplay everything. It's crazy, and it's tiresome. It wears me out because it creates anxiety in my head. You know, like I don't have. Oh man, it's just bad. It's bad, and I'm trying to be more open. That's why I'm with this podcast. And I apologize to any of my friends who've been reaching out to me and whatnot. Cause the other day I put on Facebook, what did I say? I said it's been one of the most challenging times of my life. You know, everybody pray one time for you, like pray one time for me. You know, and that wasn't me. Like, that was really, like, anybody who knows me knows, like, that was me, like, hey, man, yeah, everything good, just pray for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know me, and for as many people as I have on Facebook, and as active as I may be on this, like, if you don't know me personally, certain things, you're not gonna understand. So, I made that post, and I had, like, people were calling, but just, like, you're calling me because you think something's wrong with me. You know what I mean? Aside from what I just expressed on my podcast, nobody doesn't know that. But everybody's going to know who listens to this now. So it's irrelevant. Anyway, but it's like, don't call me, man, because I said pray for me. So don't call me. Call God. I need you to call God. Don't call me. Call God. You know what I mean? If I'm like, hey, man, pray one time for me, that don't mean, hey, man, pick up the phone and call me. No, man, I need you just shoot a little prayer up for me. And keep it moving. That's it. I wasn't asking for much. But I do appreciate everyone who did pray for me. I just wanted to clear that up, you know, because that was something that I did want to touch on. Because I don't want nobody thinking, like, okay, let me rewind. I have sometimes, you know, I have bad days. You know, some days are lower than others. You know what I mean? But I always and will always find the strength to keep moving, to keep pushing through, like whatever it is. You know, I'm not gonna, no, we good. We're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep it moving. See, I told y'all I'm funny. Don't play with your boy. Hey, but anyway, I appreciate y'all showing up on the Abundance Podcast tonight. It's been wonderful. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate people. Be thankful for people in your life, whether it's for 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. Appreciate people because you never know when they're gone. And never forget, live life in abundance.